Radio Prague News.
Deputy chair of the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs received payments from party officials in return for his loyalty, according to a press report. More than 26,000 Czech police officers have signed a petition calling on the Interior Minister to step down. And the Czech hockey Extraliga final begins on Monday with regular season winner Třinec hosting Vítkovice. Deputy chair of the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs Jaroslav Škárka allegedly admitted having received payments from party officials in return for loyalty and for keeping silent on matters of financing. The Weekly Respekt reported on Monday. Mr. Škárka has denied the report and said he was purposefully not telling the truth during the interview. That also has him stating that he knows of party sponsors that only exist on paper. Leading party figures called the allegation shocking and absurd. Party chair and interior minister Radek Jón has filed a lawsuit in connection with the case, and the party's group of deputies is set to discuss the issue at its session on Thursday. More than 26,000 police officers out of the 43,000-strong police force have signed a petition calling on the country's interior minister Radek Jón to step down, police trade unions said on Monday. Around 4,500 firefighters and civilian employees of the police force also signed the petition. The signatories blame Mr. Jón for a bigger drop in their salaries than originally planned. In January, salaries in the police force were expected to decrease by 10% as a result of the government austerity package. However, trade unions claimed the decrease was bigger. Interior Minister Radek Jón said an average salary in the force only decreased by 7.7%. Police trade unions leaders are set to hand the petition to Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Tuesday. The Czech Education Minister Josef Dobeš of the Public Affairs Party has appointed the controversial political figure Ladislav Bátora his economic advisor. Mr. Dobeš told reporters on Monday that his new advisor's first task would be to audit the ministry's real estate property. Ladislav Bátora, who in 2006 ran for a seat in the lower house on the ballot of the extremist National Party, was originally considered for the position of deputy education minister. But Prime Minister Nečas rejected the idea, although President Václav Klaus came out strongly in Mr. Bátora's support. Ladislav Bátora shares Mr. Klaus's negative views on the European Union and the Lisbon Treaty and has close ties to some of the president's collaborators. The hockey Extraliga final begins on Monday with Třinec pitted against Vítkovice. Třinec, which was the best team during the regular season, defeated Slavia in the seventh game of the semifinal series, will host Vítkovice, which finished third in the regular season and overcame reigning champions Pardubice in the semifinals. The best of seven final series will see a regional derby between two neighboring clubs. Třinec, which is slightly favored by bookmakers, will rely on several players with NHL experience, including Václav Varadě, Radek Bong, as well as the team's best scorer, Martin Růžička. Vítkovice's biggest strength is the goalkeeper Roman Málek, along with several experienced forwards, such as Viktor Ujčík and Jiří Burger. While Třinec has never won the title before, Vítkovice won the top Czechoslovak division in 1953 and 1981. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be mostly rainy, with overcast skies and occasional storms. Daytime highs should range between 11 and 15 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.